Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Austin. May I please have your first and last name so I can locate your account?
It's Pamela Martin.
Let's see here. Thank you for that. And could you verify your shipping address for me, please?
P.O. Box 672, Cottonwood, Arizona, 86326.
All right. Thank you for that as well. And I have located our account here. Let me see what's going on. All right. And I've located the account. Looks like it's for the CryoFreeze CBD Advanced Joint Defense. How can I help you today?
I was wondering, I haven't received it yet. So, and it's order number 84714. Mm-hmm. And I never received a tracking number for it either. So I was wondering where it was at.
Let's see here. It could be. Give me one moment. Okay, let's see here. It looks like, I don't know if it was paid or not. I'm going to check in on it. It may just be the card number or something. Something simpler than that.
What's that?
Could be the card number that didn't go through or something.
No, my card went through. You guys shipped it on March 8th. Because you sent me an email saying that it was shipped out on March 8th, but I never got a tracking number.
Right.
This ain't the first time it's happened like this.
It's not?
No.
Yeah, because I'm not seeing a tracking number either, I don't think.
Well, you took the money out of my account.
Yeah.
And I got proof of that.
Yeah, I'm seeing where it came out. Let's see here. Because I see where it was paid for.
What's that?
I see where it was paid for.
Right. I've got a standing order.
Here we go. I've been in order.
What's that?
No tracking number. It shows it's delivered on this side here.
Delivered where?
It didn't give a tracking number, so showing it's delivered. P.O. Box 672.
And P.O. Box 672?
Right.
When was it delivered?
It was shipped on the 8th of March.
I can't hear you. You've got a lot of static.
Let's see here. There we go. So it shipped on the 8th of March. I see that. It's not giving me a delivery date when it was delivered.
You don't know when it was delivered?
Right. Well, it shows it was delivered.
And it doesn't tell you what date it was delivered.
Right. Because it's not giving me a tracking number. This is from our site.
Right. Well, I don't have a tracking number on my site either. And I checked my mail yesterday and it was not delivered. So I went back online this morning to get your guys' number and my order number, and to call you to find out what was going on.
Right, what was going on, yeah. Yeah, we'll have it reshipped for you. I can do that pretty easy.
Because, like I said, I didn't receive it, and I just don't understand, because it's,
Because they should have been, they should have had a tracking number a long time ago.
Exactly, because I normally, when you when you guys send me an email and say that it was, you know, shipped out.
Right.
I normally, you know, it takes like a day for before the tracking number shows up.
Exactly.
And then I can track it, but I never got a tracking number, and it's like, okay, what's going on? I don't understand.
Right, right. Yeah, let me get this resent for you.
You know, because I know the money was taken out on March 8th, so it's like, you know, because it's a standing order that, you know, that's every month. So here I am, and now I'm going to have to wait 7 to 10 more days, and I've only got four
right.
left. You
yes,
know?
Ma'am.
So I'm going to be out of luck for 7 to 10 days if you're going to reship it now.
Right, right. So you said this has happened before?
Well, yeah, it's happened before, yeah. And I just don't understand why. You know, this mailing system is so retarded lately.
Right, right.
You know, things get lost, all kinds of crap. I'm just so irritated with this mail these days.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. The
yeah, problem. I think everybody, because before last year, I've never had a problem with it, but now, all the time.
And I mean, during the holidays, like in November, December, I think it was like around November, October, November, when all this crap was happening with the COVID crap, there was
right.
all kinds of stuff, and that's when the other one was lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it took like 2 or 3 days or whatever, but it finally showed up, you know, and then, you know, it was okay. But, I mean,
right,
it was ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely, because...
But now
yeah,
I have no tracking number. You have no tracking number, so we have no idea where it's at right now.
Exactly.
So was it actually sent out?
Yeah, that's what it was showing on our side, that it was sent out. But no tracking number was ever created, and clearly it wasn't received either.
No, it wasn't received.
Let's see here.
So if you resend it, I'm not going to get recharged for this, am I?
No, we wouldn't do that to you.
Okay.
Where is it at? There we go.
I'm just surprised it says it's delivered on your end, but there's no tracking number and no date when it was delivered.
I'm thinking whatever it says delivered on our side, it means it was delivered to the place where it needs to be shipped. And whatever it says delivered on our side is more that it's been sent out. It's definitely gotten to the, you know, to
wherever
the post office, wherever.
At.
Yeah.
So it's stuck someplace on y'all's end.
Right, yeah, it stuck with the shipping people. They lost it, I'm assuming.
Oh, man, probably did.
Let's see here.
That's crazy.
That's not really good. Oh, there we go. Good Lord. There we go. Okay.
He goes, there we go. It's
way too long.
My computer's messing up.
Oh, we're using Google Documents. Google.
Yeah,
you know,
Google.
That's
why
you
should do DuckDuckGo.
Oh, yeah, I love DuckDuckGo. I use it on my computer.
So do we. We got rid of Google.
Yeah, I know. It's biased.
Mm-hmm. Don't like biased people.
Exactly. Oh,
sorry about that.
That's good. Let's see here. Same with Google Chrome, man. It takes so much. They just have so much data flowing through your computer. No wonder it. It ruins your computer. It takes so much data to use.
Mm-hmm.
we go. Order number. Go. Phone number. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure you're still good.
You're making sure you didn't hang up on me, huh?
Right, right.
Nope, I'm here. I'm listening to you mess with Google that ain't doing right for you on hump day.
Yeah, no, it must be very entertaining.
I'm surprised you ain't cussing at it yet.
Oh, getting there. There we go. All right, now, last thing. Last thing I got to do here, and this thing will take me a second.
Okay.
There we go. All right, so I got that put in for you, so it should be shipped out. I'm assuming, because it's still kind of early today, so it should be done today.
Okay.
And again, yeah, 5 to 7 business days. If there's a way we could ship it quicker, trust me, I would put it in for you.
Right. You going to send me another email, and will this other email have a tracking number, or do I have to wait a day or so to get a tracking number?
So, yeah, you should. It'll probably be a day or so where you get a tracking number.
Okay, but you're going to send me another email, though, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Saying that you that it was reordered?
Exactly.
Okay, I'll have to do without it for 7 days. I got 4 left, so I'll have to do without it for 5 days, I guess, till
I
receive it.
I apologize.
Well, I mean,
hopefully it's on the shorter end of that.
Maybe it's not, you know, it's not your fault. It's, you know, the mail's fault. It's, you know. I blame it on the mail, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
These post offices are crazy these days.
Mm-hmm.
And then they expect to have a raise and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a great day, ma'am.
Okay, you too, and thanks for your help.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.